Learning Masech this human daf lamin amin aleph. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Zeh klahol yibemikdash kolamesech esraglev ton tvila lechalamatel mayim ton kiddush adayim v'reglayim." The Mishnah said the rule was someone goes out in the kavim gedolim, he cannot come back until he's tevil. Someone goes out in the kavim ktanim atel mayim, then he needs kiddush adayim v'reglayim. So the Gemara says, "Bishleim reglayim mishum detzaitzis." The reglayim you're going to have to wash because some of the reglayim drip onto the or splash onto the reglayim. The tzitzitzis, the drops. Eliyadayim maitama. Why do the hands have to be washed? It's a mitzvah to wipe off the reglayim from the feet. And the Gemara brings Mesela Rabami. Rabami says, Asir l'adam she'etzim tzitzitzis shalagami raglav because he's near kakur shafcha. That's the Gemara. So this din of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim after atalas mayim. This din, pasha is a din derabanan. Pasha din midarabanan. They don't want you to have meraglayim on your hands or feet b'shas ta'avaydim. So in Misakin, the din of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, the mabit in the sefer kiryas sefer in the Rambam hilchos b'yisim migdash perek hey, says mafurish it's a din derabanan. The lashon in the Rambam though is not mashma that way. Very interesting. The lashon in the Rambam is. He says it starts off Kain, the has to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. He's teaching Hilchos Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And he says, you don't have to Mekadesh every time you do an Aveda. You do one time a Kiddush in the morning and you can continue doing Aveda, any Aveda you want, the whole day and the whole night. The next morning could be you'll need another one. V'hu shal yetzim in a Mikdash. It's only if he does not leave the Mikdash. V'lo yishan, is not sleep. And doesn't do what Talos Meraglayim, and does not do Hesach Hadas, meaning that even if he didn't leave the Mikdash, didn't sleep, but if he is Masiach Das from doing the Aveda, then he needs another Kiddush. If he did any one of these four, the four are leaving the Mikdash, sleeping, going for Talos Meraglayim or Hesach Hadas, he has to do another Kiddush. Yotzim min mikdash. If he goes out of the mikdash v'chaz of aviv v'li kiddush, im lo yisir daita v'dasik sheir. So one of these four, he says four things: going out of the mikdash, sleeping, atalos mayim and esach hadas. And he says one of these four, yotzim min mikdash. If he does that and does not do a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, and he was not mesiach das, his avedus sheir. It's mashman the other three: sleeping and atalos mayim and esach hadas. The avedu b'psulam. So that's mashman the raisa. And as I remember, it says in the Evan Azul Bis Zalman, and there by the Rambam in Alach Ches, is Gimel the Minchas Chinuch also writes this. Minchas Chinuch of Itzuk of Vav also is Medayik in the Rambam, but by the Rambam, the din of Atalos Meraglayim is a din deraisa. Now the problem is like this. The Brisker of, in the notes in the Brisker of, Akdushi agrees in Zvachim Nafchafim Abeis, he quotes that Gemara, and he asks the following question. He says, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Now, the worst kasha was, I understand why you're washing the feet, but why are you washing the hands? It says, mitzvah l'shafshef. Kiddush yadayim v'raglayim is a mitzvah to wash the hands and the feet together. It's a mitzvah to do both. If Chazal were misaken the mitzvah of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, what would be the pshat in just washing your feet? As a fact, the Biskirav, he says, I guess you're going to have to say, since the whole thing is derabbanan, and Mele Rabbanu would only be matzuch the mitzvah reglayim l'chud, but he's a little bothered because what was the Gemara's kasha? Wouldn't it be mistarbit to say if they were masakin the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that they made the regular kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? I mean, l'chari, you see, they didn't just say to wash off the hands and feet. They said to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. You do it, there's a specific way how to do it. You do it from the mekir, whatever it is. So why wouldn't you think that they would do it the way it's normally done? Balkobanim, if it's the Rabbanim, you can hear at least that they wouldn't have done it. They would have just said to do Kiddush Reglayim. But Lefi, if this is Zalman and the Minchas Chinuch, it's saying that the Rambam, the Diyuk and the Rambam, the Rambam holds the Raisa, it's even more shver. What's this thing? Does the din the Raisa to just be Mekadesh Reglayim? It's a Pella. But the Minchas Chinuch holds it's not so shver. He said, Vaisdais, there's two dinim. There's a din to Mekadesh Yadayim and another din to Mekadesh Reglayim. Very, very bechidish. That's what he names on. And the Makar is only from this Gemara, that this Gemara, according to the Rambam, this Gemara Lachar is talking about a din deraisa. And the Gemara wanted to know, why do you have to wash your hands? Why not just wash your feet? Vaisdais, The din is that if the gets meraglayim on your feet, there's a din deraisa, you have to do kiddush raglayim. And if you get meraglayim on your hands, there's a din deraisa, you have to do kiddush yadayim. And you wouldn't have to do both, because there's two dinim. So he says, l'chor, who a din, like we said, hesach hadas is a problem. Let's say you're masiach das from your yadayim, but you're not masiach das from your raglayim, or the opposite. So you'll only have to wash the yadayim. Halacha l'maisa. If there's a hesach hadas on the yadayim and not the raglayim, or raglayim and not the yadayim, only wash one of them. He says there, even though the din is to wash them both together, he says a little bit later on in the shtickle, even though there's a din to wash them both together, fine, that's when you have to wash both of them. So then there's a chetchil din to wash them both together. But if you have to wash one, so the din is to wash one. And there later in the shtickle, he says like this. He says, there's a din chatzitza b'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. And the din chatzitza is talin ruba yumakbid. The rice is talin ruba yumakbid. So what's raiv? So normally you'll say, you'll take the hands and the feet together and you make a raiv. He says, no. Rice says, the hands and the feet are separate because it's two dinim. There's a din chatzitza yadayim, din chatzitza v'raglayim. And they're both separate. So Ken Zayn, the Arachayim, our Torah, in Parashas Kisisa, he wanted to know, wanted to say, Es Yedeim V'Es Raglayim. Why not Yedeim V'Raglayim? So he learns that Pasuk is teaching you that there's no din to Mekadesh Yedeim and Osir Raglayim. The din is one din to Mekadesh both. And it's impossible to have any Kiddush in Yedeim without the Raglayim, and any Kiddush in the Raglayim without the Yedeim. That's what the Bisku Rav Osadam done, and the Chayy, you're going to have to say, according to him, that the whole din, the Sugi, is a din der Rabbanan. Otherwise, what's chat in the Gemara that said just to do Kiddush Raglayim? The Arachayim is saying, in the Ikad din, the Kiddush Raglayim, it's impossible to do one without the other. Now, the Minchas Chinuch is bothered with the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't mention anything about being Meshavshet. The Rambam says if he's Matal Raglayim, he needs Kiddush Raglayim, and like we said, the Diyuk is that it's the Raisa, because the Rambam only fears us that if he goes out, but the evidence kasha. Vaisis Hatolis Meiraglayim would passel b'avodah. But he wanted to know, what if he's not Meshavshif? The Rambam should have said it's only if he's Meshavshif. You see, the Teis Yishanim brings down Rabbeinu Elchanan, the Baal Teisus Rabbeinu Elchanan, that says that even if he's not Meshavshif, he has to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Like, look, we're going to speak about it soon. But the kasha of the Menchas Chinuch is, you could say, like, look, if it's a Dinder Rabbanan. Like we said, Kashas is a Dinder Rabbanan. So you could say, Vibal, there's a mitzvah l'shafshir. Rabbanan said, Leipluk, anyone who's matal mayim has to be mechadish yadayim v'raglayim. Question is, why? The teretz is, because normally his hands are going to become dirty from the shifshuf. So mainly always has to do it. But the Rambam that's mavur, it's a din deraisa, and the Gemara's kasha was, even me deraisa, you don't need kiddush yadayim. Right? And like we said, the Menachas Chinuch is saying, because vaisis me deraisa, there's such a thing as kiddush v'raglayim alone. So the Gemara's answer, mitzvah l'shafshif, would mean that minastam, we assume he's m'shafshif, but let's say he's not m'shafshif, so then al-kopanim, it wouldn't be a mitzvah deraisa for him to be mekadesh yadayim v'raglayim, and al-kopanim, the avodah would be ksheira, and the Rambam doesn't bring any chilek. So that's why the Menachas Chinuch is bothered. And the emes is, the Beis Halevi really asks this kasha. The Beis Halevi also makes the same dig. The Beis Halevi is in chelek alef simenei oisya dalet, and he also makes the same dig as deraisa, and he's also bothered by the kasha, what happened if he's not m'shafshif? And he says the following teretz. He says, the Gemara's teretz is mitzvah l'shafshif, not hachem ma'yiskinen sheshifshif. And the pshat is like this. Since it's a mitzvah l'shafshif, so a male it's called hesach hadas. When a person's matto mayim, he's assuming that his hands and his feet are going to need another kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So even if they don't end up needing it, because there wasn't m'shafshif, but since it's a mitzvah l'shafshif, it blames a hesach hadas, and he would need a new kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, parshat al hesach hadas. Kishmak teretz. Balkabanim, that's what they're learning, that the Ram holds the din deraisa. Raisa is then you have, could have a din deraisa reclining without yadayim. The kash is, why lemaisa do you have to makadash yadayim if he was a meshafshif, zok tevei slavi, because since it's a mitzvah l'shafshif, will be hesach hadas. Now, a little bit also, the Rishayim here, about the Teis Rishonim, and the Teis Rosh and the Ritva, are marichav a little bit, some hilchas erichayim. They bring a Rabbeinu Tam, that says, I have a raya from this Gemara, that if a person goes and is matal meraglayim and he's not mishafshif, he does not need netilas yadayim. Hatalas meraglayim only needs netilas yadayim only when he's mishafshif. Because the Gemara says, even kiddush yadayim reglayim it doesn't need, only because he's mishafshif. Vaisis netilas yadayim it doesn't need. So Rabbeinu Chanan says, I don't see the big raya, because maybe the Gemara says mitzvah l'shafshif, and it means even if you're not mishafshif, you're mechayiv. Because of Leip Lug, like we said. But that's also not a raya, like the Rishonim point out, because that's for Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim. But once you see in the Gemara that there wouldn't be a chiv without being Meshavshef, you don't have, maybe it's out Sloy Plug, so who says Manatili Yimachayim? It's not 100% clear. The Dvar brings a raya that you're not Mechayim, because the Gemara later says, Halacha Besuda, a person goes out to Mashtan Mayim, he's Neitel Yadei Achas. Why is he only Neitel Yadei Achas? Because he's only Meshavshef Yadei Achas. So if this Stam Adin Netilas Yadayim, because the person goes to the Beis Akisei, Fatalos Meraglayim, he Stam has a din of Netilas Yadayim, so it has to be Neitel Shtei Yadayim. And the Gemara is Tetach Klo Neitel Yadei Achas. And that Gemara would be Mashma, that if he wasn't Meshavshef at all, he wouldn't even be Neitel Yadei Achas. The Yadei Achas means the hand he's Meshavshef. Let's say there was no hand, he was Meshavshef. The Gemara is Mashma, he would not be Neitel Yadayim. So the Ritva holds this a good raya. He says, maybe it could be Deicha, because he's not making any brachas. Even though he's going in to eat, but he's going to drink. He already made a bracha before. And what about a bracha achreina? Well, maybe he won't drink a shir, but he says it's a Deicha gadol. So Lamaisa, that's what the Rishonim say. A raya from our sugya, that Atalos Meraglayim does not need Netilas Yadayim if it wouldn't be for Shifshif. Now that's only for brachas, so for learning Torah, let's say for tefillah. So the truth is like this, it tells you that even for tefillah he doesn't need. If a person goes and does a talis meraglayim and he's not mishafshif, he doesn't touch the meraglayim, he could daven without netilas yadayim, even tefillah. But Dvas says no. Dvas says tefillah is different. Tefillah is in of higayin lekras lekacha yisrael. Tefillah, if a person goes to the Beis HaKisei, he needs netilas yadayim for tefillah. But the Teis Yishanim and the Teis Rosh Hamashma not that way. Now, the Paiskim speak about this very specifically in Siman Tav Resh Yud Gimel by Yom Kippur. Because normally, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Gimel that a person should be Neitel Yadav if he goes to the Beisak, Yetzim Beisak Yisei. And it doesn't discuss it so much, all these Chalukei Dinim, Shifshif, not Shifshif. But the Paiskim talk about it in Siman Tav Resh Yud Gimel. They don't bring down the Rishainim here. They bring that other Rishainim, the Beis Yosef there. And the Beis Yosef brings our guy Ismaimini. That the way he understands the Gaius Maimini, you always have to be Neitel Yadav, even for brachas, even without Shifshif. Now, the Rishonim here bring a raya not that way, so I don't understand fully, but that's what he brings in the Gaius Maimini. And he brings from the Rosh, and no, it's Dafka by Shifshif. Which then with the Taiz the Rosh here. But he says that Linyan Tefillah, you do have to be Neitel, even if there's no Shifshif. So here's the question on Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur, you're only going to be Neitel Yadayim if you have to. So a person goes after the Beis HaKisei, he's Mashten Mayim on Yom Kippur, should he or should he not be Neitel Yadayim? The Achreinim Amachriya like this, Hayes for Brachas is a Shaila, so Mamela, what you should do is, to avoid the Shaila, is be Meshavshif, try to touch the Meraglayim, be Meshavshif, and then you'll be Chayim Netila according to everyone, in order to say the Bracha, let's say the Bracha Mashiyatzer even, and then you'll be Neitel. Because if you're not Meshavshev, then you have a problem. The Rosh says you're not Mechuyiv. The guy is Maimini, according to Beis Yosef, says you are Mechuyiv. So merely have a Shaila what to do, because you can't just be Machmer and be Neitel Yadayim, because it's Yom Kippur. But the Beis can say that's only Lagabi Brachas. Lagabi Tefillah, if let's say it's during the day, and you're going to daven Shemayna Esrei, then you are Reichetz Yadayim, even if you're not Meshavshev. Now, that's a little bit strange to me, because the Ari Shainim here that say not the way the Teis Yishanim and Teis Rosh and Mavur, that even for Tefillah you don't have to. The Dvataka says you do, but the Yishanim, Teis Yishanim, Teis Rosh says you don't. But Lamaisa, I found the Teis Yishanim later on the Vayin Zayinim and Beis, it says in Mishum Shivsa, that he discusses directly what to do on Yom Kippur, it's the Vayin Gimel and Beis, and the Vayin Zayinim and Beis, I mean the Sugi of Yom Kippur, and he says that even if you're not Mechuyiv to wash for Tefillah, but since you're washing al tikkun, you don't feel it's proper covered for tefillah without washing, that's mutar on Yom Kippur. So that would stem with the psak of the Peskim. So that's a very interesting duch right here, that when the time brings around, you do not have to wash your hand without shifshif, and the Rishonim seem to go with it, they're only discussed by tefillah, but the Beis Yosef and Siman Tav Resh Yud Gimel brings the Gaius Maimni, the way he learns the Gaius Maimni is you do have to wash your hands even for brachas, and he brings a rush that you don't have to. That he brings a machlekes, and he brings a tefillah lekuli alma that you have to. And we have here a machlekes by tefillah. Now, the Rishonim here also discuss, do you make a bracha alma tilas yadayim when you come out of the Beis HaKisei and wash your hands, by shifshif yizicha mechuyiv to wash your hands, as I state, do you have to make a bracha alma tilas yadayim? The Teis Yishanim says you don't make a bracha alma tilas yadayim. The Teis HaRash says you do by tefillah. Because by tefillin is a din, we have at the end of the Gemara in Brachas, is a din to make a bracha al tefillas yadayim for shachris. And why do you make it al tefillas yadayim? The sheet of Sirash is because yadayim askani yasein, because your hands get dirty. So when your hands are dirty and you wash them for tefillah, so you make a bracha. You make a bracha this time. The Dvar also brings up B'Shem Rabbi Yosef, and the Dvar himself says a very big chiddush, that every single time a person goes to the Beis HaKisa and washes his hands, he makes a bracha al tefillas yadayim, even when he's not davening, because tam, you have to wash your hands to make a Asher Yatzar. And any time you have to wash your hands, you make a bracha al tefillas yadayim. So we have three shittas here. The Teis Yishanim says you don't make a bracha at all. The Teis Rosh says you make a bracha for tefillah, but not for other things. And the Ridva, B'Shem Rabbi Yosef, goes to the Teis Rosh, but Ridva himself holds you make a bracha even not for tefillah. You make a bracha every time you wash hands. Now this also brought in Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef brings in Siman Dalet. There he brings a Tshuva Sarajma that says that you don't make a bracha until it's time for tefillah only in the morning. And the famous Rajma that says that the bracha you make al tefillas yadayim is because when you wash in the morning, you're becoming bria chadasha, and you have to be miskadosh b'kedushas yizbarach, and you have to wash your hands like a kohen that's mekadosh yadam in a kohen avodasai. Stam that you have dirty hands is not mechayev a bracha. You have to make a bracha when you want to eat bread. That's a tekana of tefillas yadayim. You also have to make a bracha in the morning because you're not just washing hands as nekiyas, you're washing your hands because you're a bria chadasha and you're washing hands, you miskadish b'kedushasai, and wash hands like a kohen who's mekadish yadam in a kiyar. But the Rosh holds no. The Rosh holds the reason why you make a bracha al tefillas yadayim in the morning is because you're yadayim and not nekiyas. And when you wash your hands for tefillah that aren't nekiyas, you make a bracha al tefillas yadayim. Hu adin by other tefillahs also, when you wash your hands for nekiyas, you'd make a bracha al tefillas yadayim according to the Rosh. Alachu v'no paskin. Now wait, alachu v'paskin, like the Teis Yishanim, like the Tshuva Sarajva, that the only time you make a bracha this time is in the morning and for the Suda. Also mentioned here in the Sugya is whether you make a Asher Yatzar. The Taisus Yishanim and the Ritva both bring 2 days. If you make a Asher Yatzar for Ketanim, maybe only make a Asher Yatzar by Gdailim. And the Mechav and Siman Zayim Paskins, you do make an Asher Yatzar even by Ketanim. And now let's see a little bit the Sugya of Tzayib Im Kaima. Our Papa says, Tzayib Im Kaima Asa Likris Kriyashma. As I said to your papa, if the tzai is b'mkayma by the piyat avas, it's aser to say krishma. The Gemara says, what's the case? If it's niris, pshita, it's aser to say krishma. If it's loy niris, then lenin atar l'malchei asharis. So the Gemara says, he's a medes, and it's loy niris, but it's yeshevis, he's oimid, and it's eninirim, he's yeshiv, and it's nirim. So memela, that's the chiddush of papa that you're not allowed to say krishma. So the Gemara the Mefarshim want to know, what's the Gemara's Kasha Eid Neiris Pshita? Right afterwards, the Gemara asks the Kasha, Mai Shanam from Tzai al-Basari. Tzai al-Basari, Rav Machlekes Rav Hunan of Chista, that Rav Hunan says you're allowed to say Krishma, because calling a Shama Talaka, the Gemara says in Brachas, it's only the Avrei Nishima. And Rav Chista says, no, call it Tzmaisa Tamani, you're not allowed to say Krishma. So, why is it Pshita? Rav Hunan should hold its Mutter. I mean, the Gemara says a Chilek, because it's by Bimkaima, it's worse, because it's not for Zuhama. But at this point, the Gemara didn't seem to know that. Why would it be Pshita? So Rabbeinu Yena, in Mesechlis Brachis, is Mechadish, because it is Kasha, that Rav Huna only holds its Mutter when it's in a place where there is a natural covering. Lamashal, it's under the underarms, Ukadaima. Where there is a covering for the Tzaya. It's not Niris. So similar to this case, where it's Aymed v'ne mechasa and yeshiv v'nira. So who then you have it in a place where, let's say, under the arms, where when you pick up your arm you could see it, but if you have your arm down you can't. That's the machlekes v'nira of chista. But if it's nearest, if it's on the basa stamazay, b'makam gali, b'ayfen gali, then even according to Rav Huna it's aser. A big chumra. So man, that was the Gemara said pshita. But once the Gemara said that it was in a case where it's not always nearest, it's Aymed it's Mechasa Yeshiv V'nira. So then the Gemara wanted to know, so according to Rav Huna it should be Mutter. And the Rosh brings it in Brachas over there, in the third parak, and the Gemara in Daf Chav Dalet. But other Rishayim don't say this Chilik. The other Rishayim don't hold that way. So you have a problem. According to Beni Yaini, it's Mechadish Gevaldik Echidish Mikayach this Kasha, that anything that's B'makam Goli is also even according to Rav Huna. But all the other Rishayim weren't Mechalik. So a lot of Mefarshim speak about this kasha. It's Alecha Mishnah, Nilchus Krishma, Perakim, Alachir Aleph. The Pri Chodesh speaks about it on Shulchan Aruch, Siman Ayin Vav. And over here we have the Siach Yitzchak, there's a Sefer Korban Asher, an early Sefer Sfasemis, and they all basically say the same teretz, that the pshit is because it's Nafash Uma, the Shailas but the Gemara didn't know Nafash Uma, so they all say different, I found him how to read the Shakla V'tayev of the Gemara, with that the Gemara understood Nafash Uma even now, Vein La'arich, but Al Kabanim, that's an aura that's already asked by many Mepharshim, Rabbeinu Yaina Mikayach, this aura says it's Gemalda Gechidish L'chumra, the Rav Huna is only makel when it has a natural covering, and other Rishayim don't seem to go with that. Now there's another machlekes Rishayim here, because when the Gemara asked the Kasha, Maishna mitzay al basari de idmar, tzay al basari or shayadav vesa kisi Rav Huna amar mutalikris kriyashma, and Rav Chista amar asalikris kriyashma, Rashi says, Rav Chista only says it's asalikris kriyashma called tzaysa tamarna, tamma mishum kal atzmaysa, mishum zuum asareach loy, v'kasha lar papa mitavayu. Rashi says the kasha from our papa is from both of them, because Rav Chista only says there's a problem of kol etzmeisa tamarna, and without that it wouldn't be a problem, and here we're saying it's a problem. So before we have the teretz of nafash uma, it's shreif from both of them. And Taiz Rashi says, I don't understand what you mean. If it's nirei kishu yeshiv, so there is a sign of kol etzmeisa tamarna. So, kama rishayim say, avad the kasha is only from Rav Huna. That's the kasha. You want to say tzayibim kaim is asalikus kriyish, we have a kasha Rav Huna. There's no kasha from Rav Chista. Why are we asking stam from Rav Huna? Maybe Rav Papa holds like Rav Chista. So the Rishayim say, because Rav Huna was Rav Chista's Rebbe, the Rif and Brachas Faker, the Rif and Brachas says that we pass like Rav Huna. How do we know we pass like Rav Huna? He says two reasons. First of all, because Rav Huna was Rav Chista's Rebbe. And the second is, he quotes our whole Gemara, and he says, ah, so we see we're asking on a Papa from Rav Huna, vice says we pass like Rav Huna. So you see clearly that the kash is only from Rav Huna. According to Chis, you have a problem with Kol Tzvayisa Tamarna. The Ritva brings a girsa where the Gemara said Mefurishu, Mai Shana Midir Rav Huna. The Gemara said it was asking from Rav Huna. But as the Chayit, it's very sure. Rashi Lemaisa takes pains to say that we're asking from both Rav Huna and from Rav Chista. So what's the pshat? According to Chis, it's not sure. Chis says, Sayal Basari is also like Krishma. What do you mean? That seems to be a pop that said Sayal Bim Kaima. So the Dvar says that since it's Eina Nirus El Kshiyeshiv, it's not a Makam Goli to say Kol Atzmaisai. So I think the Dvar holds, it's the same source of Rebbeinu Yaina, it's just the opposite. Rebbeinu Yaina wants to say, Mikayach this Gemara, that even Rav Huna only was Matir when it has a natural covering. The Dvar says the opposite. Even Rav Chista would not Aser when it has a natural covering. If you have the Tzaya in a place, let's say under his arms, where it's not a Makam Goli, except if he raises his arms, even if this is matter. That's the kasha mashin. That's why it's fair on both of them. But the Pnei Yeshua says a gemal megeteretz. He says, "Kol atzmeisa tamayna." In order for the atzmeis, in order for the rest of the body to be involved in tefillah, it can't be a makam erva. If you have a very erva or makamis hametinafim, where you're not only even daven when they're begoli bechlal, so al karch they're not involved in the kol atzmeisa tamayna. So the tzayim. In the Biyat Avas, even if the place where it's somewhat nearest when it's Yeshiv, it's nearest, but that's not called Tzmeisa Tamayna, it's a Makam Atunav Ve'etzim, there can't be a problem if there's saying that Makam, that's not a Makam. If Chista's Tam is called Tzmeisa Tamayna, that the Pshat is that all the limbs of the body are joining in the Tefillah, but you can't say that the Mekaymis Ev, the Mekaymis Nafim also joining in, then Mekaymis Metafim, you're not allowed to say Dvarim Shebekdusha connect them. The Sfasemis here, and Rabbi Yashiv here, was Mechavin to the Bnei Yeshua there in Brachas. So that's what Rashi holds, that the Kasha was even according to Rav Chista. There is no Kol Tzmeisa Tamarna here. So that's why I have a new Svarim of Nafesh Zuhama. Now another thing is, the Girsu we have in Agamar, and Rashi explains it this way, Tzaya al-Basari, the Tzaya on his skin, or Yadav was Bebeis HaKiseh. His hands were inside of Beis HaKiseh. And Rashi takes pains to say that by the Beis HaKiseh, there was a Mechitzah being mafsik. If there's no Mechitzah, then there's a Beis HaKiseh where he is. Avad is also to say Kriyishma. But there's a Mechitzah being mafsik. And he sticks his hands in the Chorish of a Mechitzah. That's what Rashi says. Now, the Tzai al-Basari, also the Rishayim and Bracha say, it was Mechusah. Because if it wasn't Mechusah, if there's Tzai anywhere, even not on Basari, even somewhere on the floor, anywhere within his Dal and Amis, it's Aser. So obviously the Tzaya was Mechusa, but Chisisa says Tzaya Secha, as long as it's Mechusa, it's good. And now the Shaila is, but it's Al-Basari. So do you have a problem maybe of Kol Atzmeisa Tamayna? The girsa of the Rif and the Rambam is Aisha Hayyadav Mutunafis mi Beis HaKisei. His hands were dirty from the Beis HaKisei. So the Rishayim and Brachis, the Baal Amor, and the Rabbeinu Yaina, and the Rosh, and others, say, one second, if his hands were dirty from the Beis HaKisei, so that means it's Tzaya on his hands? Tzaya on his hands is most definitely also to say Krishma, you don't call it Tzmaisa Tavayna. If there's Tzaya around, if it's not covered, his hands are usually not covered with a cloth. If you say Tzaya al-Basari, it means that Tzaya is on his skin somewhere, but it could be covered with his clothing. But the Tzaya on his hands? How could you say Krishna with Tzaya on his hands? You also have another kasha. Like we said, if you have dirty hands, it's a chiv, the tilas yadayim. How could you say Krishna? But there's another kasha that the Tzaya is on his hands. How could you say Krishna? Is it Tzaya within Dalai Lamas? So the Rambam sounds like he's bavarning this kasha. The Rambam says, Haysa netishas Tzaya al-Basari. Don't say tzay. He says, "Haysin etishas tzay al basari." Ayyadu mutunafis beis kisei. V'lo yahaya lehen reyach ra klal mekatnan ayyaveshusan. So we're talking about a very minuscule amount of tzay, which is dried out or very small and has no bad smell at all. That's what the Rambam says. Rishonim are bothered. They say the Gemara says that tzay yavesha even kecheres is aser, even though there's no reyach ra. So Yishayim, Rabbeinu Yaina, and the Raja brings a Ravid that says that we're not talking about a mamashis of Tzaya altogether. We're talking about a lichluch of Tzaya that's mispashiv b'sara yaday, and since it's so small and dried out, so it vibes like there's no Tzaya, it becomes bottled to his guf. But he's bothered, if you're going to tell me this, the vert is that it's not Tzaya b'chlal, legabi the din of hayim achnecha kadesh, that you can't have Tzaya around, so what's Shef Chista saying, call it Tzmaisa Temeinu? It should be a machlekes if it is or it isn't Tzaya. Rav Chista al kar chel was say, otherwise it shouldn't be a problem to call it tzmaisa tamarino. See, the Rabbanan Lachama says a little bit careful. He says there's no tzay altogether. He says the person goes to the Beis HaKisei, even if no tzay got on his hands feel dirty. It's mias to him. He won't be able to eat with hands without washing after Beis HaKisei, even if there's no actual tzay in his hands at all. But you can't, so it doesn't have the issa tzaya, that's why Rafuna says it's mutter. But call it tzmaisa tamarino lemaisa, his hands are not in the proper frame to go and say shira to Hashem. And then the Rashba also learns that way. But the other Rishayim learn more kapshuta, it is actual tzaya. It's tzaya al-basari. Why isn't that a problem? Because it's covered with this, it's covered with clothing. And I guess it, and it doesn't smell enough to be, have a din of a reich. So this tzaya, right? And yadav beis hakisei means there's no tzaya on his hands. His hands are in the Beis HaKisei, but there's a mechitza separating him from the Beis HaKisei. His hands are in the Beis HaKisei. He has a mechitza separating, like Rashi says. But the Rambam and the Rif are saying that there is some tzaya or some lichluch of tzaya that's on his hands. It's very interesting. And even that is mutter according to Rav Huna. Like we're saying, it's not real tzaya. It's just dirty. He went to the Beis HaKisei, didn't wash his hands. It has a certain mias to it. But that's where Rav Huna says it's mutter. Now we mentioned the Rif passes like Rav Huna because he says the Gemara asked the Kasha from Rav Huna, and the Rambam also and the Rosh, they all passing like Rav Huna. The other Rishayim there though, the Baal Amor, Ben Yaina, and the Rosh also brings it. The Baal Amor and Ben Yaina bring it from Rav Haigayin, the Taisus and the Rosh bring it from Ben Echananel. In the Gersayis that we have in the Rambam himself brings his day to Paskin like Rav Chista, and he says it's Nachin Lachmir. That's how the Shulchan Aruch passes. Shulchan Aruch Simenayin Zayin Sifdal, it says, this yesh eisim yesh matirim, and he says it's nachan lasis gedivei amachmir. The Mishabura says b'shasat chak you could be mekel because lemaisa the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh are all mekel.